僧那揭阿揭阿
揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿
揭阿揭阿揭阿揭
阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭阿揭多么便是三千多不来用
我拉总怕叫那个家当年没生意他也就听到托家拉那边把羊刀把祖辈三千就恐怕人不见得就托不了下跪也托不了下跪切刀他们却人不去生意年被各种相聚去生气这些生别过能生不了去
Let me remind all of ourselves to cultivate. I'm getting a lot of feedback sound. What's happening? Let's cultivate the altruistic motivation, seeking complete enlightenment for the sake of liberating.Infinite, kind, mother sentient beings. With that kind of motivation, we should all participate in this teaching.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.听见了 He not he、听见了
I can't hear anything and yeah. I can't hear Geshe-la Prabhu, you can't hear me either, right? Yeah, okay. Alright, yeah.
听见了Somebody moving around. Yeah, Tendula. No.
Hello. Hello.
Angela.
So his mic is dead.
No.
Yeah.
Whose mic is dead?
Angela's mic.
听见了。
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Mic testing 1 2 1 2. Hello, hello, hello.
听见了。
Block that that disc can.
听见了。
Block it.
Oh yeah.
Check that again.
Kar çok cinsin şeyi.
Kaçır gen şeba de çorulur be.
La.
Gen şeba de ne çağırır be.
Oh yeah, then this. Okay.
Yes.
Ta ne dersin? Ta. Ani nga rāza dāna tsāngma lōgī, ani rāb nāt tsāngjī kōmba tāyā, tādā mā shūna kōwa lī tōyā, tādā mā shūna yā tā shiwa shima pēnshīlā, ani nga sōngu dōngi nyōma gōyā shidā, kāngshī chū dōngi tsōgā tā ngā pa tō tī shēngu, tūba jī shēngu rīs.
As Dhamma practitioners or spiritual practitioners, you know, we should see that we are striving for fulfilling one of these three spiritual goals. Of course, the highest spiritual goal that we can strive for and accomplish is that of a complete enlightened state of Buddhahood for the benefit of all sentient beings. But if you know, that is you know, too high, so to speak, as a spiritual goal, then we should see that we're able to find liberation or nirvana from samsara or cyclic existence, which is what we call intermediate spiritual goal. But if that is again something above one's head, so to speak, at least in the minimum, we should see that we are able to find a fortunate rebirth, a good rebirth in our next life. And so as spiritual practitioners or Dhamma practitioners, you know, we should be able to, you know, fulfill one of three, those three goals.
That indigene ta re ngaran chu te lebe de ji to be shebal de ta zawa kare gu gu re sena nga ba de ane ta su su ane de ta ngin jung sang ba ji ne she be shing kres.
So in order to strive for those spiritual goals at a very fundamental, basic level, if you will, that we should make efforts to cultivate what is known as renunciation or aversion to misery in samsara. And for that, to develop aversion to misery in samsara, or which is called ngenju in Tibetan, renunciation, to renounce samsara, we have to first understand and realize the suffering nature of samsaric existence.
As
spiritual practitioners, it is very important for us to make efforts to first realize the extent of suffering that exists in samsara, or the suffering nature of samsara existence. And it's for that reason our historical teacher Shakyamuni Buddha, when he gave his first you know, round of teachings called First Turning of the Wheel of Dharma, or the first sermon, and spoke about the Four Noble Truths, the first truth that he spoke about was the truth of suffering. If we really don't understand the true nature of suffering in samsara, then what happens is that in each of our state of mind, we have you know, misconception that perceives or regards that which is you know, suffering as being pleasurable. So we have that kind of what we call wrong you know, conception or misconception you know, regarding that which is you know, suffering or pain as something pleasurable.
Dungi ta re dewal dungili dewan zibi lukhi jing anzu yodirwis. Kariya sena ngaranzu yagwe kowe neyil da, ki ene dewa kandi ki yina ya, anti dungi garangi ki yin bachita chagu yoris.
In other words, we have in our own state of mind misconception or wrong conception that misapprehends, if you will, that which is suffering as happiness. And so in other words, what we're talking about is any kind of pleasures or what we see as happiness in samsara in reality are in the nature of suffering. So we consider the pleasures and happiness we find in samsara, we don't understand that the pleasures and suffering and happiness we see in samsara are in the nature of suffering.
So ta karin sin te re ngaran so king ya maras pe dungye tere de dungye tele ne jewi dungye sin chi yor bas dungye sum yin do was tan na jing ge chi yor dungye sum yor dungye sum ge na ngaran so dewa la dungye le dewan jin pe le lohi kar de sin jewi dungye te ani ngaran so ge ani re ta dewa jewi dungye tele en dewan sin yor is.
So when we talk about different types of suffering or problems that we encounter in samsara, we talk about three types of suffering. And within these three types of suffering, there's what we call the suffering of change, gurva dungel. And so we really don't understand what is suffering of change. So basically what that is all about is the pleasures and happiness, what we consider habits in samsara, are as a matter of fact, suffering of change. They are in the nature of suffering.
Karin is in a dewe, dewa te tsun jurne, ene te dunghi garangi chayungur, penna dira wada, ngaransu dira wada, penna chan ka rola chani ta, chan tunghi jina, penna rola chani ta, chay mabu jita, re, chokhi chani mabu jinta, tungdi chani, ane dila teni, ane, tangbo ane tungdi chani ko dewa ji nyungu yore, yina ya ti, te sungdi chani, ane ti, dewa ti dungi ki ngol in chungi ko, pen nen dren yungu yore, taga na yi na yungu yore, gon na yungu yore, taga na yi shibu mabu chay yungu yore ta, ten dik, te chundu hako goro basu.
So we have a misconception or wrong conception in our mind that perceives pleasures and happiness in samsara as if they were real happiness. We don't understand that they are in the nature of suffering. They are the suffering of change. And let me give an example to illustrate my point here. Let's think of someone or people who take so much pleasure in alcohol drinks, and let's think about them as like those who drink limitlessly. They don't have a sense of contentment with the drinks. They just keep on drinking. Maybe when they started off, maybe it seems like there's a certain amount of pleasure in alcohol consumption, but as little later we know that once you drink limitlessly, those pleasures, they change into any kind of problems and suffering. Then now you started to get all kinds of sicknesses, and one of the normal ones is just getting a terrible headache or a hangover, or unhappiness or disturbed state of mind. And so all of these things, what we see as maybe something pleasurable to do, but it is in the nature of suffering. It's the suffering of change.
Tagana ye thama kana kabo na bo karin thinki thama pe gada gute en pe til pe mebe zoya le thaki je gwe je chag do was.
And the same goes with people who are into drugs. You know, drugs not as in medicine, but drugs as in, you know, hallucinogenic, you know, stuff. And maybe there's something pleasurable to do in the beginning, but once you really, you know, how should I say, get into that thing, you know, how much problems are, you know, brought about by such, you know, habits, you know, of doing drugs. And you all know much better about these things, alcoholic consumption and drugs, how they lead to so many social problems, personal problems, and suffering.
So that the nigger and the other, look, you mumble your sons, Matsang or someone's in, but Dame, but a dog town.
Historical teacher Shakyamuni Buddha has, you know, very clearly kind of identified and talked about in his teachings that we as ordinary sentient beings, we have a lot of misconceptions in our own state of mind. You know, we have a misconception that which considers, you know, that sees, you know, that which is what we call, you know, unclean as being clean. You know, so basically we are misperceiving that which is dirty as being something clean and pure. We have a misconception that sees that which is really in the nature of suffering, such as pleasures of samsara, as pleasurable and as if they were a real deal or the real, you know, happiness. We have a misconception that which regards things which are in the nature of selfless as being, you know, as being independently existing in and of themselves. So we have a lot of misconceptions in our mind, you know, which bring us so much problems and suffering.
So someone said, "Tahasaki pe zowa tendi le zowa nzima dresi ya mar." The yin chugur the yin ya zowa karre shana. Ani saki nene je phungo ngaran so. Ani saki nene je phungo. Then zami zeje kangwe saki nene phungo de. Zama kei amar dina zowa nzingu dwa ngaran nzingu dwa chamulo.
And so when we talk about a misconception in us, you know, which kind of a misleads us into seeing that which is unclean as being clean or impure as being pure, well, in a very ordinary sense, you know, this might apply to seeing something that is dirty as being, you know, clean, okay? But what really this is all about is that our contaminated aggregates, this form aggregate, for example, it is constituted by many what we call impure elements or constituents. So our contaminated aggregate is really impure or unclean, but we all know based on our experiences that we see it as something pure and clean. Okay? And so we have that kind of misconception. So it's very important for us to be able to understand and recognize all the misconceptions which exist in our mind with regard to realities or phenomena, and then we need to apply antidotes to counteract our misconceptions.
So it's a maranzo zubudi. Pe shenlo tezi zangma yakwe shi pe karishina ki tundra kya shebe na ta matzang zi sunji sonyi ke kanyo sheba pe mi tsangma lo kuliwe tikwa ne ni ki kyadi arwas.
So when we look at our body, maybe from the outside it may look kind of clean and nice, and especially when we take a shower and we use all kind of makeups and cleaning stuff, and you know, so it looks beautiful and you know, smells good kind of thing. But we can kind of look inside our body. What, you know, constitute our body is our body is constituted by what is known as 32 impure, unclean constituents. of the body. So this is true with the body of all of us. It doesn't matter what our gender is, you know. A man's body or a woman's body, it is constituted by 32 impure constituents or elements. So basically, I mean, inside is not something clean. You know, we may kind of pretend or look clean from the outside. That's what we're talking about.
Metapal takwan singgaris. Susu siapa metapal takwan siapa? Taka nanya ke susu. Tapi susu an rani ini metapal ini nanti ngemir itu ini. Tapi pada tu tahu na dia kata metapal sini. Tela teni lesan, tapi mungkin lesan ni. Nanti ni sih kedua sih. Cakap
apa kanas? I'm losing Geshe-la's voice. Hello, can you hear me?
Oh yeah.
So then we also have a misconception with regard to seeing that which is impermanent as permanent.
Oh yeah.
And okay, so let me do this again because now I get a feedback because I don't know, am I talking to the wall or I'm really talking to human beings here. Okay, so we have a misconception in our mind that we see things which are impermanent as being permanent. And so that's like, you know, we have a tremendous personal experience in this regard, right? Because we kind of feel like our life is, you know, going to last forever. So that's why we have a grasping at permanence of life and things related to us. You know, we don't see them as impermanent. We see as if we are here forever and ever. And so because of that grasping at permanence of life and things, we find ourselves, you know, creating negative karmas, which leads to negative outcomes.
Nanjing emite, ane ngaran sung jule siapa ina, tadi kan nanjing emite topita siapa jaran jule siapa ina, ane mungkin nawa siapa mari, mungkin jule saga mereka ini kot. Teski mat dua ya mana? Tadi siapa siman dua? Siapa siman dua?
Again, I'm losing Geshe-la's voice.
Oh yeah. Dida.
Hello.
Si. Dila.
Keng siapa sih kacang si keng ye tu tu?
Mundu eh.
Tadi yang sulit keng yang pa ye tu itu yang
sulit. Tadi ni dah. Tahu ni yang sulit.
Tadi keng kau tu kau keng.
Oh yeah.
Kau.
Tadi.
Okay. So, but on the other hand, I think Geshe-la's voice is like, you know, it comes on and then it, you know, goes off and it comes on and it's doing that. So, so for the technical expert people, got to fix it. So now if we reflect on the uncertainty of time of death, in other words, that our life could snap any time, really, we wouldn't know it. When it's going to happen, it could happen any time. And so once we really realize that aspect of our life could come to an end any time at the moment, you know, just imagine how much that awareness understanding helps us not to engage in negative actions. If we really know that our life can snap any time, do we really have a time to hurt other people or harm other people? Okay. We don't. And so that's why it's really important for us to reflect upon, if you will, the true nature of our life and things. Hello. Hello.
Is it?
Look in.
That's saying the
what? That is can you answer the yet who can lost skin?
Oh yeah, that doesn't. And that so so carries na dame pala dat tawa dat dat zimbin zimba ti wang kita ngaran sur dungi naso pa inyong ti wang siyores.
Yes. So we have a lot of misconceptions in our mind. We have a misconception sees that which is impermanent as permanent. We have a misconception that which sees that which is impure or unclean as being pure and clean. We have a misconception, that sees that which is selfless as being, embodied with a self. And we have a misconception that which sees, that which is, suffering as happiness. So of all these misconceptions we have, of course, most serious, if you will, misconception is seeing that which is selfless as being self, self-existent. So considering these misconceptions, what we really need to find is, okay, how can now we develop aversion to the misery in samsara and get out of samsara? Lost Geshe-la's voice.
Today, so much obstacles there. Okay, anyway, that in the end, so carigos, no can answer calling a French in Jung Sambacher and Yushig with the Kitchen Bichagas, Tangi, Pensing Inju, Sanju Serra Yushiola, the Kitchen Gurry, and they are going to be here and Yushiola, the Kitchen Bichagas, Ninjung Sambach and Yushiot.
It's erratic too. So now really important thing for us is, as I started it off, that we should make efforts to cultivate renunciation or aversion to misery in samsara within our own state of mind. So cultivating nyingjung, renunciation, is important also for cultivating bodhicitta, the altruistic mind of enlightenment in our mind, and also to be able to develop insight into emptiness, or to develop the wisdom realizing emptiness. Today, we need this collective karma must be not that good.
Tell him, Pamang, what happened.
Okay.
So now the things we are talking about, we need to make efforts to renounce samsara. And, this kind of quality of the mind or the state of mind, it needs to be generated through meditational practice. In other words, we cannot sort of do an observation of other people and what they are doing or not doing, but rather we really have to focus in inwardly and make efforts to do the practice and meditation in order to cultivate renunciation.
Gomje kar gongwe na kowe nye shen te tan shen tongu yes. Kowe shen te tongu yes.
Again, I lost your voice, Kishla.
Hi. Ane.
In case you don't know, Tenzin Dorje is coming, calling us from Santa Barbara, and every so often the phone line is not clear. So please bear with us.
Phone company, we pay for this. Why they do not?
Good question.
Resting. You think about, yeah, you think about renunciation. Yeah, that's it. Because whatever you have, Angela, you know, whatever you have to yourself, suffering, pain, or happiness, whatever comes, bad things happen with you, that's what you need to think about. That's it. We don't. You like or not?
Hello again.
Listen.
Hello.
Tinsla.
Hello.
Yeah. Nghe cổng đồ.
Ta nghe tiếng đồng again.
Ta chờ anh để nghe để pha cổng đồ về.
Kể nhau ta đã chụp lại. Ta nghe gì cái thằng gì á?
Không. Alright. Ta hôm nay tinsi. Ta rằng tôi nghe chú cứ xâm bát thế à? Thế rằng chui là nè, rằng chui là rằng thọ là nè. Mình thấy cái cảnh lịch sử này ta đi nghe bao giờ
cảm nhận tăng. No, Kishla, I think the line is really bad.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Sorry, I can't hear Geshe-la, if you could hear me.
Okay.
I think his line is really very bad and
Geshe-la.
Santa Barbara weather is very sunny and beautiful and bright, so I don't know. It couldn't be from my side.
Geshe-la.
Okay.
Come the way. Oh yeah.
And then today telephone line is a good teacher of patience, you know.
Yeah. So anyways, that is on that.
Again, I lost you.
No?
We lost
him.
Maybe
in
English.
Okay, down now you might want
to. Hello.
Anyways, yeah, renunciation as a means really is you need to think about on your side, not from others. Whatever you have experience, bad experience, you know, pain or happiness, suffering, whatever you have, those are faults of the samsara.
Hello.
Yeah. If you, when you free from samsara, you will not have those. You will not receive those. That's why I think you wish for become a freedom from the samsara. Really strong, we need to have the wish for become a freedom. When we have that song, then we do the action for that. Now we are doing practicing but not strong enough, because really we don't see the completely thoughts of samsara. No, partially like this, one day yakande, one day no, like this. So that's why our motivation or action for the become a freedom of the samsara, or become a being bitter. So I think that's ways. So we can see from the other people this, but there's no by that you will not be moving your mind to the freedom place. But on your side, whatever you have and the experience for the bad things, then you don't want that so much. You want free from that. So really, actually, that's the continually we need to think about. This morning we have no wrong views, lots of wrong views. So unclean, think about clean. You know, there are no permanent lives, but we think about permanent life. There are no self-existence, but we think about those. That's why we are everyone's to making mistake actions. Attachment. Sometimes go, I think it's just attachment for the life. That's why I need everything. That's why I is the more important than others. See, that really it is. Attached to them, tied to me. So everything I want. Maybe relatively, my best friend is feminist, relatively. But real is real. You think about yourself. So we need changing this completely. Think about for the others. Try to make ourselves side, to put a side of that, opposite of that, I think. That's why I think holy beings are now in holy. Because they did like this. The holy beings, including Buddha. Beginning, same place we are. Buddha Shakyamuni and ourselves, long time, just eons before, numberless eons before, we are same place. But with the changing attitude, changing thoughts, what he did change? Self cherishing, try to put down and cherishing for the others. That's why now Buddha is completely great enlightenment place or great happiness place. We are still a suffering place because we think myself more important than others. We didn't change. So that's why everything's myself or I to think about. That's why we need mystic actions. Example, killing others for me. You know, fighting with others for me. War, why? I want victory from the enemies. That's why killing the others. So attached to the victory, myself. So that's why killing the others. Example, meat, you know, kill other sentient beings. Attached to the meat. Yes, I want meat. That's why I killed others. Maybe not necessarily meat, but skin. I need skin. That's why I killed others. I need pearl, you know, like hair. Not necessarily attached to the meat, but they killed for the hair or something like that. So really it is. Just you think, but these are very, very important thinking. Practice is not in the airs. Practice is really calm down, need more think. But meditation, all those are very important meditation. Thieves take away from the honor, people. From the people, take away. Why? People want that one, attached to the object. That's why. Try to also make everything, you know. You think about, really, to think about. Whatever we made negative action because of the me, I. See, really it is. So those are we need to think about. So that's, if we think about those actions are cause of you to be suffering. You to be suffering. We don't know. When we making the cause of the suffering, we don't know. goes fishing, get fish, a nice taste, okay. Kill the animals, yeah, that's same thing. Thieves, we enjoy, they take from the others, okay, they take. But honor of this to make suffer. That's why negative action. Also, everything by desire mind is whatever we did. Desire mind and also wish is different. Sometimes people think become a being with their by desire mind. And no, wish. Wish and desire mind, I think, are completely make different ways. So, we do the good wish means not the attachment, everything. So all those, we need to think about them. Those are, whatever we do, negative actions, those are cause of suffering. We are doing it without knowing. Without knowing. Because we are doing those negative actions because we are in the samsara. Samsara means we turn by our karma and negative minds, delusions, really occur. We ourselves, we have lost negative mind with us. Negative mind and ourselves, difference. When we become a being with our, become a heart, or free from samsara, negative mind should be gone, should be exterminated from our side. But we are going to the nirvana. We are becoming being Buddha. So our negative mind is push to make it, actually to make a bad action result comes to us. See, that's it. We don't know this. We need know. That's why Buddha says, you need to think about, realize suffering. Dunga Shepresha means to think about, to make an understanding of the suffering. When we know that, that suffering came from where? So that's what I say. That's cause of the karma and the delusions, which we are, whatever we have, everyone, suffering, physically or mentally, whatever we got suffering, those are came from the karma. We made karma for that. Made karma. So made karma, and the karma also made, we made that bad karma, made bad action. Why? Because of the delusions. The delusions. Rhea is the root. We are to make a suffer or everything which those are causes of that delusions. Delusion, somebody else is delusions, it's not. All delusions made bad things happen with us. So that's why I think. So in general, when we are become free from samsara individually. So not from the country, if you go out from the America, there's not like this kind of a samsara. Samsara should be individually. We have samsara. So that's why I think we just try to make it free from those by ourselves. Very important. So one thing like this. That's why we need to think about whatever we had, bad things happened. That's we need to understand. Example, we talk about, like drug people, alcoholic people, they made by themselves. Made by themselves. If they don't, taking drugs, then later sickness from that never get. And then, end of those, you know, alcoholic people, drug people, you know, those are damage themselves. The way they knew that, they're too late, difficult way to make a way. But beginning, when people heard about this is not so good, that is not so good, Paul, but damage the health, so many talking. If they heard about that, but they didn't follow the details or follow the talk. That's why they did. That's why they have difficult. That's why they lost their life. Same thing. We know the lots of teachings, you know. We heard, don't make negative actions. Negative actions are suffered by yourself. So that's what need you. We know already, but we need to follow them, real to do it. So that means that things are, if we think about ourselves, they're more powerful. That I don't want this. Think about, you know. They renounce, really renounce. Renounce means remove from that. Renounce means, renunciation means remove from the, those kind of causes. Remove that. So that's what we need to do, really. Intellectual, hearing, teachings, something here, something make a result of that, but completely result not come. For the complete result to have that, that's what we need by meditation. That's why we have three different kind of wisdoms. Hearing wisdom first, then the thoughts wisdom, then meditation. So those are gradually we need to think about. So anyway, that says renunciation. When we do the practice of renunciation of ourselves, that's one thing. When we do the great compassion with the others, that's one. Sometimes people think, oh, compassion myself first? No. Compassion with others. You see? Sometimes also they say, take myself first, then take care of others. But maybe it's physically. Physically is waste, materially. Waste. Like that, maybe. But not necessary either. We need. So I think it's, anyways, we do meditation of the compassion, loving kindness with others. Not for themselves first. You can do includings, but I think it's object of the compassion meditation is the with other sentient beings. So that's what I say, big little difference. Renunciation, when you do practice, think about whatever you got. Object of yourself first. When you do meditation of loving kindness and of compassion, I think about object with others. So that's what we need to. So I think it's compassion, loving kindness, a very important thing. Because these are, if you got really as a loving kindness example, compassion, if you got it, then we serious, if we think about compassion for the others, we will not harm others either. Opposite ways. When we do compassion for the others, we think but will not, what they have suffering free from that, and they will not suffer again. We're thinking like this during the meditation. But if we make suffer for others, then what do you think? Make for others, suffer for others means not necessarily physically, by speech, also, by mentally. Should not do that, really. So, When we do compassion, do I have compassion for the others or not? You can test by yourself. If you think but to harm others or damage others, you don't have the compassion, not yet. Because the compassion and to harming thought, thinking and to compassion is the opposite of the thinking, you know. By compassion, think but free from those, everybody free from suffering. Will not be suffering again. Compassion, thinking like that. Then harming, damage others won't be, you know, to harm, damage. So, big difference. So that's why you need to think about. I do compassion for others. Really, I do, doing or not? You test by yourself. If you think about harm, damage by mentally, even mentally, did he say from here, smiling like this, or thinking like this from inside, you don't have the compassion, no. You think about to harm others, damage others. So, try to gain, those are try to make put away. Maybe people, you know, think about that, harm, damage others. Why they do like that? Because they think something negative force or something from them, they think about me to harm or damage or put it down or something like this kind of. Maybe they, even that's true, maybe one, two times. Numberless times they are helped to us. Being father, mother, sister, brothers, best friends. Really, we need to think about this. Those are not, I'm not saying through the teachings. Really it is, through the teachings. So when we do both practicing bodhicitta, first, or sentient being is my mother. Understand of that. That's truly not saying by myself, it's not. But I say all related with teachings I need should be. I cannot make up myself, no. So teachings. So everything related. If we think carefully, really it is. That's what we need to think about. We can't do. Buddha himself says, whatever you heard or anything, you can think about. Even Buddha's words, check carefully. They said, Buddha's words will not be wrong. I'm sure, yes. But Buddha told to the others, different kind of, you know, different kind of consciousness people. People, not only people, different kind of wishing, different kind of opportunity. That's why that time need be tell or not tell, that's kind of example. I gave example. So in the Lamrim said example is the one doctor with one patient. Patient has, you know, like a fever, very much fever. The doctor say you should not eat meat. Don't eat meat. Because then that's what make a fever worse and it can be damaging life. That's why I say, doctor says you not eat meat. Don't eat too much fever, you know, high fever when he has it. Then not eating, there's long time sickness takes a long time, then that patient's very weak, you know. There's no protein or something. We don't say protein, I think, but very weak, you know, very weak. So much wind powers from the body, wind powers comes. Then that doctor says, okay, now you must eat little meat. same one doctor, one patient, same doctor. Early time says, don't eat meat. Later says, eat meat. Those two doctors say that the different times he talked, but good for the patients. You understand? Just like that. Buddha says, sometimes says, sometimes this, but for the one person become. When time be, they can say. No time be, don't say. So anyway, there are many examples like that. So Buddha says also, you must take even my words, but check carefully. That's what I say. So we all, I think, we need to check carefully. So I think this morning, my maybe I leave it like this today. You see? That says, see, anyways, compassion, loving kindness, very important. Not from here, words. Poor thing, everybody can say. Oh, compassion, loving kindness, yes, everybody can say. If you can talk, you can say. If you cannot talk, then maybe I don't know the science of the language for this. Do you have or not? I'm not sure. If you have, then can you have a sign, you know? I said, otherwise, no, for word, real, need to do it by action. Really it is. Those are to learn from your friends, really, from neighbors. Beginning may be difficult. Sometimes people say, yes, I do have compassion, but such and such, this or that. Saying like this. That's okay. We'll say, okay, now you cannot do it. But slowly, learning from the which person who are staying with you, learn from them. Family, workplace, which seeing more people, from there you can learn. You can learn means you think about real title maker, good thought for them, good speech for them, honest. Everything, you know, not negative ways, by positive to help. Help by help, by speech, by mentally. I think. And a compassion, yes. Compassion. Loving kindness. Compassion means like parents always does. When children was sick, they think, parents think, how I can make it free from my child from sickness. How I can, what I can do. Everything best. That's kind of we need feeling for the others, enemy, to the enemy also. Really it is. If we do without discrimination, compassion, we do. Sometimes parents think, if sickness, children's sickness, if I can't take it, I will. Really, that's kind of very strong compassion for the child. So that's what we know, I think. Especially if you're father and mother has been already, maybe you know. But if not, but still as your parents really does. Then, also, the loving kindness. Loving kindness means how much best they have in children, how much they have good quality. Everything is perfect. Parents want more than that. Not jealous for that. Children best, become a best. The parents jealous? No, never does. I don't think. How much they success, how much they good. Parents need more than that. Really it is. We do like this for the enemies, strangers, for everybody. Really. We need to think about it. Then if we do like this, we should not be jealous with others. Whatever they have, success, other success, I want more than that, yes. Very good. They have what I want, they have. Also, because we are, if you do the loving kindness practice, so all those are very, very important. Those are not necessarily just staying like this long time. It's not necessarily. Even the walk away, working during the walking, any time you can see when see the suffering beings, just like seeing your child having the suffering, pain, happiness. Right ways, strong wish for free from that. Someone success, very nice. They have a nice car in the neighbors, the nice car, they have wonderful car. Not jealous for that. Oh, no, no, this. What are they? Maybe more than that. Yes, very nice. They are comfortable. I want everyone to be. It's like that. But sometimes people can be jealous, you know. Oh, the, I don't have, they have, why? Why? Because they did, they made a private lifetime, generosity with others. You know, they made it. Not by accidentally happened like this. This is not. No. They made generosity and favored lifetime. That's why they have a result of that. Sometimes rich people, you know, sometimes people doubt Dhamma practitioners. Someone's very negative ways, you know, harm, damage, you know, others, but they are success. More, they have more money, they have more houses, they have more cars. Why? Maybe they think they don't have anything, Dharma, spiritual, don't have it. Need to be careful that time. Wrong opinion comes. Dharma's result is not true. If do like the bad things, should not be good. Dharma said that. Yeah, that's true. But what? There are two things happened with them. Two things. They have everything success, everything success, more money, materially wealth, or even happiness, or no? Mentally happiness. They have. But this time, they have very bad, harming others, damage others, no spiritual thinking, everything for this lifetime is more important than spiritual wealth. But that's kind of two things happened because good things happened because they made good karma before lifetime. Result of their karma. They result of that they have now this lifetime. This lifetime is very bad. That result of that bad things happened in the future. You don't need doubt like this. You don't need doubt. Just like, you know, being rich, lots of deficits, you know. What do you call it? Dead. Dead. I don't dare. Huh? Dead or what is? If you have someone need mortgage, lost mortgage.
Oh, debt.
What do you think? That's rich or not? Someone say, look, a house, many houses, many cars, but need to be paid back more than those. That's you. That person is, you think, rich or not? No, I think, yes. They look like rich. Look like rich. See? We don't want like this. We need a real one. Anyway, it's a convention. That's this morning we talked about, you know, renunciation. Really, it is, need to be learned this morning. Really, it is. Learn. We have attachment and very strong, everything. Attachment and very strong. That's all with the object, you know, with the consciousness, object, with the consciousness, very strong attachment. That's what need to be tried to make a free from that. We can use it. Sometimes, you know, like some, you know, sometimes temporary renunciation comes, maybe all positions not so good, everything through ways like this. That's not so good either. Very temporarily. Temporarily. Then the next day maybe they want all. I don't know. See? Anyways, very careful. So anyways, renunciation, very important renunciation. Really it is. Renunciation, thoughts of the samsara, you can check yourself, really more important. Very difficult ways. For one day, maybe comfortable mind or comfortable body, how much you got? How much mental problems, you know, or those coming to you? Or those are, because of the, we are tightened up in the samsara by design mind, you know. They'll take to next life also. So that's why I think we need to thoughts of the samsara. Thoughts of samsara. You understand thoughts? You understand? That sometimes I don't know thoughts. Then I say, that's not my fault, they're your fault. Then they don't understand. Okay? Thoughts on samsara, related. So whatever we have difficult things, then we need to think about our design mind. This is your part. By ignorance, this my ignorance. You made for me this one, not somebody else. You made for me. My ignorance made for me. My anger is made for me. My design mind is made for me. My jealous mind is for me. All those are, you know, those minds are very bad, destroy ourselves, you know. So that's why we try to remove all those negative minds from us. So that's all I think. So then, we got compassion, and very, yeah, compassion packed with others. Others means all other sentient beings. Yeah, you cannot push away one. I can't do all sentient compassion for all sentient beings, but not this person, if you say that's discriminated, not good. That person, nothing lost, but you lost, big lost. Because your compassion is not great compassion, because one person is missing. See? So that's kind of, we have lots of the, you know, thinking. So, need to be careful. Compassion. They are all other sentient beings. Really very important things, you know. All other sentient beings. So that's why when we know that other sentient beings are very kind to us, to you or to me, then we will not harm damage. The example is, this lifetime, someone very good to us, you know, very good to us, really is a lots of the benefit for us or something like this. We should not reply bad things happen for bad things made for them. We should not do that. If you do that, that person is not so good. Do you understand my example? All sentient beings very kind to us. If we make damage to others, then very good person to me, but I made deliberate damage to them. That's what we should not do, is it? No, really. Somebody help or somebody nice to us, if reply very bad things, make it difficult for them, what do you think? That's not so good. So we should not do like this. So always try to. You can see maybe sometimes you know, from others, but maybe that's also my side wrong. Maybe not their sense. Or he very bad to me, thinking bad, looking bad. You have thinking like that. But that's the one, when you have like this, need to be careful. Oh, thus, my seems can be wrong. Not from them, from my side. Wrong, that's why I seeing like that. The example is, that some people side wrong. In the sky is true moons or true suns or something like this, but they know true moon because they wrong, they side wrong. That just like that, when we see thoughts from others, oh, that's not necessarily. Obviously yes, that, but maybe not necessary from others. Side from myself, I'm not perfect myself, not perfect. So that's what you need to think. I am okay. I'm everything okay. Not so good. No, okay. If we think I'm okay, they wrong all the time. We do like this, then our mind is very, very bad all the time, like. Used to be, never get the right things, right view. So that's that kind of many of times comes, we need very carefully, really attend. So I think that's the all other sentient beings, very, very kind for us. If others not there, we will not become a being with them either. We will not be free from samsara. Because free from samsara with the others, to do practice with the others. You know? So that's why I think about it. So now that's all I think. This morning, Angela. Okay, thank you very much. Anyways, we do it like this, dedication, okay? No, man, okay. So now we're thinking, this morning we are together here. You came from the long distance, some of the very long distance. We are together here for the Dhamma session. We need, chanting and also talking Dharma, listening Dharma, listen to Dharma. By this merit, what we wanted, Buddha Dharma, long time, remained with the sentient beings. We want it. We wish for that. Also, His Holiness Dalai Lama and any other master, great masters, need to have a long life. We wish for all those, including His Holiness Dalai Lama and any other masters, to have a long life. The petitioners, like us or other petitioners, to have the accomplishment of practice without obstacle, we wait for that. In this country and in other country, there will not happen bad things, you know, disease, starvation, war, etc., environment, everything, bad things will not be happened. And good things, good fortune, everything, those come to in this country or this world and other worlds. Then we're thinking, which we did merit this morning together, by this merit, all sentient beings free from delusions and illusions and become a being Buddha. So that's one thing about that. Lord. sanju simju rambu che maje bana se jure che seba wanya bawa me bawa ta kone kondo pewar cho toni ta war rambu che maje bana se jure che seba wanya bawa me bawa ta kone kondo pewar cho karer ekurve chengamadra pedawa dewa malen jumene shere samwa tenze jatso ye shabe sende madu tenjur ye saige be shuye me to cham rurul ye nge de jambonde sanje kendo me tembu ye tokuyenanda vakinla vashubar cho edam nangurur namrolok neyodaya ame.
Wait a minute, I think it's one.
Michael Kim.
He passed away, I think. His sons came to me to say, he asked me to good wish. So he knows I'm not going to the funeral anymore. But then he asked him to be good wishes, said, so I will do that. And I said, during the Sunday teachings, we do a good wish for them. He passed away, I think, a few days ago. And also any others also. Many of each day, really it is. Each day, just thousands dying. So we wish for all those dying beings are to have a good rebirth and to become a good rebirth and to catch up the Dharma, and then through that ways they will be free from the suffering, samsara. Think about that. So few minutes says the mantra of the Avalokiteshvara. Shadon Goli Jivye Jabuton Shadon Gaba Zambi Sangyut Kana Kandu Tela Tete Bhava Tsumba Sheres Shatse Lo Omane Bheme 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 Omane Rovati Chamalevati Salangu Parayu. So monks they going, so it's good. You are going, is it? Oh yeah. 2 o'clock? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. They need to be coming back here 7, okay? Today is Chok.
Really?
Yeah, Chok day. Okay, thank you. Okay.